Farm Bureau's 75th President's Conference. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, I'm just, amazed at our former leaders that kind of built the foundation for our organization and all the good things that our leaders do across the state and our structure.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says another successful President's Conference was held this week in Franklin as Farm Bureau leaders from all across the state were there learning more about issues affecting our most important industry, agriculture.
It's a big job, really, to be the president of County Farm Bureau and to take on that responsibility of leading their people in the county and keeping them notified and things like that. And boy, we're fortunate in Tennessee to have so many great County Farm Bureau presidents.
Stewart County Farm Bureau President Charlie Hancock says the leaders that were at the first President's Conference would be pleased over the progress of the organization and the industry.
I think that those that were here 75 years ago would be astonished and amazed and surprised and Farm Bureau proud that we're still carrying on a tradition and that we really have an appreciation for agriculture and that we are still on the go and realize that we have a job to do and we're still hearing the issues and we want to be a part of leading agriculture of where it should go.
Now, Farm Bureau is considered the unified voice for agricultural issues when it comes time to lobbying state and federal lawmakers, and that was part of the take-home message from President Upchurch.
I would encourage all of our leaders to get to know their elected officials and just build that relationship and contact them. They like to hear from their constituents, and I'll guarantee you the people that oppose agriculture are making their voices known, and we need to do the same.
And Tennessee has the largest State Farm Bureau in the nation. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.